You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio as our newsmaker of the day, Aaron Rasmussen. He is the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee Chairman. The Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee takes place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in downtown Tuolumne. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everyone.
Aaron, who is the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee run by this year?
The Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is overseen by the Tuolumne VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, post 4748. All the proceeds are held in a special account. So we have like scholarship fund, we have relief fund, we have the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee fund. So all the proceeds are specifically earmarked for this program.
This is the largest event of the year for the town of Tuolumne. Tell us a little bit about what the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is all about.
Well, the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is about community at the end of the day. And when we think about a community, we think about the history of Tuolumne. The history of Tuolumne was built on the West Side Lumber Mill, and the mill is what built the town. So this is a time for the community and those in the surrounding to remember where we came from and our roots and how the town was born. And it was born through logging. And so ultimately, when we think about the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, it comes down to those logging events and that tug of war that's the last of its kind in the world.
It is an annual event. How long has the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee existed?
It's existed since 1935. After the mill burnt down, it didn't take place for a few years until the mid-70s, and then it dropped off again in the 80s for a few years, and then it picked back up. But overall, this is the 72nd annual Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee.
And you don't need to be a resident of Tuolumne to attend this. Tell us what we can expect.
So this Friday afternoon is when everything kind of turns on. The vendors will be out there, and we will have the queens do their speeches and a logging relay contest that they do in the arena. And then later that evening, we will have the announcement, the coronation, we call it, for the queen, the winner. And then after that, we get into music. We got the Rusty Rockers playing for us on Friday night. It's going to be super fun. And then we go right into Saturday morning. And Saturday morning, we start off at 10 o'clock with the parade. And this year, it's going to be huge. I've been talking to the parade coordinators. It's probably going to be one of our biggest parades. And when we talk about big, it's big is over 50 entries. And this year we got over 50 entries. And we're going to have a massive car show and truck show afterwards that's going to line Bay Street and parts of Maine. So there's going to be a lot of equipment out, a lot of excitement. And then after the parade, we've got statewide arm wrestling being put on by the Armbenders Club down in the valley. And we're going to have official arm wrestling referees, and probably about the estimated about 60 professional arm wrestlers showing up. So that's going to be the big draw for Saturday. And then that'll go until about 4, and then the music will pick up about 6 o'clock that evening. And then we get into Sunday, and really it starts at 8. Tuolumne Community Baptist Church is putting on a service from 8 to 9, and about 9:30 we start signups for the logging events. And then our logging events will start at 11, and then we go until about 4 when we do our Bull of the Woods as one of our last logging events. And then we have the ultimate event that's really the noteworthy for the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, and that's our tug-of-war, the last of its kind cleated tug-of-war in the world.
In the world?
Yeah. I've done searches on the internet. I've looked at old books. There's no groups out there that are doing the cleated tug of war that I have been able to find. And if there is, and if anybody knows of any, please let us know. But there's nothing.
It is a grueling competition.
Yes. And it's a struggle. And that's the pride and joy of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. Every year, it's getting harder to find the men brave enough to step into these cleats. It's something that's you can't explain. I had some new volunteers this morning as we were pulling out the cleats, and they're trying to ask, like, well, so what? How do they do this? And it's like, you just got to watch, It's an amazing feat of human exertion and exercise and strength beyond anybody can measure. I mean, that rope is probably holding 2,000 plus pounds of pressure from 14 men. You know, it's crazy.
After the year of COVID-19, it sounds like almost everything has been restored fully back. Lots of food, lots of drinks.
Yeah, we'll have the veterans will probably be the biggest food vendor with hot dogs and hamburgers. We will have a lot of drink stands. There'll be multiple types of vendors around. This year, the only thing that we're really lacking is the carnival. I made some efforts this year to still set up jumpers and games for the kids that'll be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm also working with Tuolumne Recreation Department to make sure the pools open even on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're working out a contract right now to have it free for anybody to use during that time. So all that's paid for and funded by the Queens and their hard work and pushing the door prize tickets.
And the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is free to attend. Those annual T-shirts are going to be available as well.
Yeah, we got annual T-shirts. We got hats this year. We have a lot of gift baskets and raffles that are going to be taking place and other giveaways. I'm hearing there's a backpack blower and some weed eaters that are going to be raffled off.
And it is the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Westside Memorial Park in downtown Tuolumne. Thank you, Aaron Rasmussen.
Thank you.